This episode is less than 12 minutes long, and I'm sharing with you what I'm doing to finally stop avoiding my workouts as I move forward with my fitness goals. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. I'm the host of Mom First. You are listening to a special episode series about how I am making 2023 my fittest year ever. This isn't your typical fitness podcast. I'm not a trainer. I don't run marathons. I'm just a regular working mom living in a sleepy Midwestern town who, after five kids, 20 years of desk work, and a pandemic, is ready to make 2023 my fittest year ever, mentally and physically. For me, it starts with reclaiming what it means to be fit. So I'm learning to love myself just as I am today, to nourish my body and to give it the joyful movement that it needs today so that it will serve me for decades down the road. Imagine what it would be like to reclaim the word fit for yourself too. So come with me. Let's ditch the body shame, the toxic diet culture, and the yo-yo results, and truly make 2023 our fittest year ever. Get those earbuds, grab your yoga mat, and let's go. Welcome to this week's Fittest Year Ever episode on Mom First. I'm so glad you're here. Here's what's up, Buttercup. I want to talk to you today about how I am learning to finally embrace my workouts and stop avoiding them. Have you ever noticed how you can come up with a million reasons as to why you don't want to go to the gym, why you don't have time to go on that run, or why you're too busy to pull out the yoga mat? Girl, me too. I am absolutely incredible at coming up with all kinds of reasons and excuses as to why I don't have time or space or energy or whatever to work out. I just outright avoid doing the workout. I procrastinate my way through the day, putting it off until the only possible option would be to try to work out right before bed, which of course is not going to work because then I can't sleep. I'm so good at avoiding. Here are three things that I am doing right now to flip the tables on avoidance. First, I am learning to recognize avoidance for what it actually is. Here's what it's not. It's not laziness. It's not weakness. It's not lack of motivation or lack of discipline. The truth is that people who are really good at avoiding things actually usually have a strength at creating harmony within their life. They value harmony and they don't like uncomfortable situations. So they avoid those things that make them feel uncomfortable because they're trying to have that peace and harmony both externally and internally with themselves. It was so helpful for me to learn this about myself because now when I catch myself avoiding, I don't beat myself up. I get curious and I look at what is the discomfort I'm trying to avoid here. Is it the physical discomfort that comes with pushing my body? Is it the emotional discomfort that might be present when I think about how hard something like physical exercise can sometimes be for me? Is it the discomfort that comes from the fear of being judged? Whether it's me judging myself or me fearing what others will think. Or maybe it's the discomfort that's going to come from inside of me, from inside my own head, when I finally stop doing and being all the other things for all the other people and getting all the things done and instead take a minute to myself for a class or for a run or for a walk or for some yoga, and I have to actually listen to what's happening inside my brain. Maybe that's so uncomfortable that I want to avoid it completely. Realizing what's at the root of my avoidance has been huge for me, and it allows me to be gentle and loving with myself instead of mean and harsh like a bully. I'm so much more likely to stop avoiding when I approach myself with love, curiosity, and compassion. Second thing I'm doing to flip the tables on avoidance here is that I know my patterns. So I'm learning my patterns, I'm knowing them, I'm recognizing, and I'm doing something about them. Here's how this shows up for me. I make plans to work out and then invariably procrastinate. I avoid through procrastination. I put it off. And so a great hack for this is to have a buddy that goes with me on a workout or to create some kind of other external accountability. That external accountability could look like a reminder from my husband. It could be encouragement from my kids. It could even be checking in with my coach about whether or not I did what I said I was going to do when I made the plan to do the workout. Of course, that external accountability is not always available, and it's really important that I learn how to create that internal accountability as well. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to catch myself in the moment and throughout the day. I've started setting an alarm on my phone for 2 o'clock each day so that I can reflect and check in. Hey, have I worked out today? If so, lovely, wonderful. Go on my merry way. If I haven't, why not? Am I procrast-avoiding my way through this whole day? And if I am doing that, then that is my opportunity to course correct. Another pattern I have noticed is that I also tend to pack so much into my day, including so much into the time that I've allotted around my workout, that I can't possibly get it all done. I'm sure I'm not the only one who does that, right? Knowing that I do this, though, really helps me so much because I'm trying to break the pattern. So now when I plan my day, I give myself a buffer of 20 minutes on the front and back end of every planned workout. If I need those 20 minutes, then they're there. I have them and I can't make an excuse about not having enough time to do my workout. And if I don't need them, it's like a bonus. I get that time back in my day. And the third and final thing that I'm doing right now to really flip the tables on that procrast avoidance that I talked about is that I make a procrastination workout list. Now, this isn't any old list, okay? This list is a little bit different from your regular to-do list, and it's been really helpful for me, and I use it with my clients whenever they are avoiding something. So this is like a to-do list, but it's implemented differently. So keep listening because I have some tips on how you're going to do this, and it's not like your regular average to-do list. So there are three steps to making this kind of procrastination workout list. First, I make a list of all the things I want to do in terms of fitness that week, in terms of movement. I put everything I can think of on that list, everything I want to do that week in terms of fitness, whether it's jumping on the trampoline, going for a walk, having an impromptu dance party, doing some yoga, whatever it is. The idea is to get it all down on paper. So if I want to do yoga each day, I write down yoga day one, yoga day two, yoga day three, etc. If I want to go to a cycle class or I want to go for a run, I write that down. This is really the brainstorming phase of this to-do list. Once you have that all written down and you're happy with it, you move on to the second step. In that second step, I take that whole big list of things that I've come up with, that big brainstorm. And I reorder everything in terms of impact and priority. When I'm doing this, I'm looking at what would be the biggest game changer if I actually did it. Not necessarily that I will do it, okay? But I look to see what's most important, and that goes at the top. And I go all the way through my whole list, and I reorder it, and I have everything on there in terms of priority and impact. Once you have them all in order of priority or impact, then you move on to step three. Now, step three is where the magic really happens. I look at that list that I made, that prioritized list, and I start at the top of it. And I ask my brain, "Brain, are we willing to do this item today?" And if the answer is no, my brain is like, I don't think so. Then I don't judge it. I don't judge myself. I don't judge my brain. I don't interrogate my brain. I don't analyze. I don't argue. I don't ask why we're making excuses. I don't call us lazy or unmotivated or undisciplined. I just move on down the list. Okay? So this takes out all the drama, which is really important. I keep going down that list until I find something that my brain is willing to do. And then I go do it. This works because our brains are like difficult toddlers. They want to argue. They want to find a reason for why we can't do something. especially when we have a history of avoiding and procrastinating. When we take away the arguing and the interrogating and the analyzing, then guess what? We drop all the drama. We drop the resistance, and we can actually at that point start to finally take action. The first week I did this, I didn't do the top four things on my list. But gradually, over time, I'm getting there. And especially now that the weather is nicer, my brain is like actually wanting to do the number one thing on my list this week, which is to go for a run. And that has been at the top of my list now for 3 weeks. This is really special and awesome because I'm not forcing myself. I'm not beating myself up. I'm staying curious and gentle and loving. I'm asking my body what it needs, and I'm making space so that my brain can finally get on board with it. So my friends, those are the three things that I am doing to really embrace my workouts now and to finally stop avoiding them. To recap, they are 1, recognizing avoidance for what it is. 2, knowing my patterns. And 3, making that procrastination workout list. I hope that this episode and subject resonates with you. If, like me, you tend to avoid your workouts, I hope you will share with me what works for you. It's up to us to empower each other on this journey. So please, I take time each week to bring you an episode about this, and I love hearing from you. Please drop me a line over at Instagram at Mom First Coaching. Pop into my DMs. Let me know how it's going. I absolutely love hearing from you. It totally makes my week. Until then, I will see you again next time. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I absolutely love making this podcast for you. If it resonates, I hope that you're going to come over and check me out over on Instagram at Mom First Coaching. I would love to hear from you there. See you again next time.